Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Answer Man, Brennan Summers from News at NBC. On with us yet again. Brennan, good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. How y'all?
Good. I want you to look in your crystal ball a little bit here and and give us a little opinion on our Savitar Sensible for today.
Ooh.
Breezy is going to be moving again soon. Same building, just down to a different apartment. Upgrading from the Studio Plus to a one-bedroom. Just down one flight of stairs. And and Breezy's dad has planted his flag in the ground, and he said, I am not helping you. Thus, today, Savitar Sensible, your parent refusing to help you move. Do you think,
listen,
when baby Brooklyn is 28 years old, you're still going to be helping her move?
28,
doing the math.
Probably. Of course he is.
After 14 moves.
It's not 14.
Here's the thing. I moved, like, seriously, 7 or 8 times in college.
Wait, and what? 7 or 8 in college? How many years were you in college, Brennan?
Yeah, did you get your doctorate? Like, what's happening?
4 years. Count one move for grad school. So 7 in undergrad.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you went to grad school.
Anyway, the last time
Newhouse.
The last time I moved, my poor dad tripped and fell on the stairs, busted his knee, ended up getting a knee replacement years later. So dad wants to skip out, by all means. But in this case, Breeze, first off, it's a studio. You don't have a lot of junk.
No.
So move your own stuff. And it's the same building. Come on. But I'm glad you're becoming an adult and living in a one bedroom.
It's the studio shade for me.
Shots
as if my apartment wasn't the cutest thing that ever lived, which it was.
Okay, tell me, why do you want to make this move?
It's for a parking spot.
It's
all for a parking spot.
No, it really is. So I want to make the move because they're inevitably raising my rent just for the price of inflation, obviously, and every landlord in the city is doing that. So my rent's obviously going up regardless of whether I stay there or not. So I would rather pay the extra $100-$150 for a bigger space and a parking spot, which I think is very mature. Like, if I'm being completely honest, that's on growth, because I could stay there and just like suck it up and you know, have the extra $150 in my pocket, but it's not worth it to me. My boss actually was the one that pushed me to do this, my other dad.
I think you need some better advice.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're like, I'd rather, you know what? I'm not going to pay $50 extra a month to stay where I am. I'm going to get an extra closet and spend $150 extra bucks to move downstairs
into
one bedroom.
It's a parking spot. I don't have a parking spot right now, Brennan. I'm parking on the street in the middle of the winter in Rochester.
For the record,
I
did stress that on-street parking is probably a priority.
Well,
off-street parking.
Right. No,
you just have to move it side to side?
Yes, but I can't always find a spot. I live on the busiest street in Rochester. Like,
it's so popular.
Most people are doing everything they can to save money right now. You're like taking extra steps to spend more money.
I'm being an adult, Brennan. Literally, give me the attention. Give me the praise I deserve. I'm being an adult, and I'm biting the bullet, and I'm spending money on what's important to me, which is a parking spot.
Listen,
you don't drive, though.
It brings her
What do you mean I don't drive?
Like, you need, like, one parking spot a week because you're always talking about like scootering around and.
That's true. If you just
can't
scooter,
scooter in the winter. Can't scooter in the winter.
There's no snow tires for scooters.
Who's going to shovel your parking spot?
Ooh, that's a good question.
The maintenance or the manager does.
Oh, included.
Yeah. See, this is all things I've gotten figured out here, Brennan. It's all things that have all been figured out.
I wish
out.
You nothing but the best.
I know you do. I know you do. And I'm going to take
congrats
that
on the move. And so what, you gotta buy a bed now and sell a pull-out futon, whatever it is you got going on?
You're literally done. You're done.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So good. All right, let's get to the news. Brennan, let's start with this. So the New York State Attorney General's office will be questioning former President Donald Trump under oath. Again, this is part of the escalation in the investigation that led to his home in Mar-a-Lago being raided by the FBI. Is that the proper term?
Well, yeah, it is. But we kind of got two separate things going on here. Like, okay. Tish James and her team for years have been investigating Trump and the Trump business, his family business, and claims that they lied on documents, inflated numbers on properties, golf courses, hotels, whatever, for financial benefits, tax benefits. And they spoke into one of his sons, I think his daughter as well. And now he put out this post last night saying, I'm in New York City. And this was his quote: for a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history, my great company, myself, are being attacked from all sides. Banana Republic. That's what he said.
Wait, what?
So,
the AG scene
will
be. Not the clothing store, Breeze. Not the clothing store.
I love their sweaters.
The AG, her team, Tish James, they'll be questioning him again under oath about that civil investigation. And then the other side of this, what he's got going on is that FBI raid at his home seeking documents from the time he was in the White House. He's a. Quite busy there. And out of all of this, the odd turn is that he's getting a lot of support right now from his supporters, from Republican lawmakers who are coming to his side, and feels like it's pushing him into officially getting into 2024 and running again.
Very interesting.
It's
never a slow time.
No, definitely not.
In that world.
Well, I hate to see that.
They're just washing the windows, Breeze. Please pay attention.
Sorry.
I know it's tough for you.
I'm very easily distracted.
Wait, what?
So there's
you got crews out there cleaning windows?
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully they don't get stuck like the Xerox building people.
Oh, man. I heard about that when I was out of town.
Terrifying.
Oh, my God.
This building's far shorter. They'll be okay.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Anyways, moving on here. It's really hard to navigate this website, so
can
bear with me here.
Yes, people out there, we did. At about 4 o'clock this morning, we launched a new redesign of WHEC.com. It looks different. Very different.
Get over it.
It'll take some time to get used to it.
All right, here's the first story I can navigate through.
Oh, stop it.
Man accused of killing RPD officer will be arraigned today.
Arraigned.
Yeah, and that is happening.
Rearranged.
It's the second arraignment for that. So this is Kelvin Vickers, and it's almost been 3 weeks to the day. That'll be coming up tomorrow since that deadly ambush on the two RPD officers in the city and that stray bullet that hit that 15-year-old girl in her house. So Kelvin Vickers, he'll be arraigned again in front of a judge. And these are on the charges that came from the grand jury last week. 8 counts, aggravated murder being the most serious, attempted murder, assault, and weapons charges. Now, aggravated murder carries, if convicted, a life sentence without parole. So he'd be locked up forever on that. And we'll see if anyone talks after that arraignment this morning, but it's the next time we'll see him in court.
Got it. Okay. Breeze, this is not going to make you happy. The USPS, you know, the United States Postal Service, is requesting a rate increase due to the inflation.
Yeah. So the Postal Service has had a lot of money troubles going back a decade, like billions in losses trying to make up. And it's going to cost us all more. This is why we're seeing some delays in some of the mail service. They've kind of warned about this, of changes they've had to make, and they're asking for a bump. Says inflation's going to force that, and that would come January. But they do say, as we're looking ahead to November, and we've got an election coming up, all over the country. There are elections, and they're moving millions of ballots already to and from voters this year who are doing absentee or what have you. And they're not having issues with that. But, yeah, the cost of mail is going up.
Jeez. Cost of mail's going up. Everything. Cost of everything's going up.
That's inflation. That's inflation. Although the jobs report came out, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Everyone says we're heading into a recession, yet unemployment's at 3.5%, and we added over 500,000 jobs last month, which is more than double the projection.
I'm confused.
It was incredible. Well, a lot of people are going back to work.
Yeah.
Like, it was a huge number.
Were people just, like, still sitting on the stimulus cash? Like,
no, there's no way that would last. It was only like $5,000. Wasn't that much?
Well, no. And then like, the extra unemployment benefits that they got for a year.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
For not for like
working. Sorry, I didn't benefit from any of that. I was working the entire time.
At least you're not bitter.
Well, working, kind of a loose definition there.
I know. But I was in my moo-moo in my closet. I mean, who's to say, really?
No, it's a good point. And people are asking, like, where were they? And I don't know if it was savings, doing different things, but there were openings forever and ever. And I mean, there's still a lot of people, store owners looking for workers, but it really picked up. And some of the inflation numbers this morning showed, if the last month or whatever, that it was flat. So maybe we peaked on that.
Oh, yeah.
And gas prices were dipped below $4 national average for the first time in a while this week.
Be cool to see that here.
Go to Walmart. Still, I've already told you.
I'm not driving.
No, because then you're waiting 2.5 hours.
Exactly. Time is money.
Same thing at BJ's. 2.5 hours.
It's chaos. Bumper cars, basically. Brennan, today, yeah, weather-wise, looking mostly like a carbon copy of yesterday, which was pretty nice.
Pretty nice. It was almost getting into the fall light territory yesterday. That's what I thought. It's a little overcast. I went for a long run, Breeze. Did you get that in?
Yep, sure did.
I did 8 miles. What'd you do?
I only did 3, so.
Oh, boy.
That's all right.
Yes. On the boat. 3 miles on a boat, sitting on the water. That's very impressive. Yeah, we set up the rate from humidity. It's going to be beautiful. Go out again.
I had a listener DM me yesterday afternoon and was like, I know Brennan didn't remind you, so I'm going to. I hope you ran today. And I was like, oh,
thank
my
you,
God,
everyone, for holding Breezy accountable.
They were like, gosh, of course Brennan wouldn't remind you.
Oh,
I don't want to be responsible for this, getting like an angry crowd going after you for not running.
Well, here we're already, yeah, we're already
listen,
there.
Give him some pitchforks. Get her running. That'll do it.
Oh my gosh. I'm right, happy for
just
you.
Just a
Brennan,
gentle, just tweet at her, say, Breeze, how's the run?
Yeah. How's something that like run? That.
There we go. Okay. Sounds good. Brennan Summers and News at NBC. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
See you, bye.
Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.